1,000 gold coins. One morning, King Krishna Dev Rai was in a generous mood. "Today, I will gift every courtier with 1,000 gold coins," he announced. Everyone was surprised because they were only used to courtiers being awarded for some show of talent or intelligence. So this unexpected gift made them very happy. "You can spend the money as you like," the king continued, "but you should spend it wisely. To remind you of this, I shall insist on one condition. You must look at my face before you spend even a single coin." "Thank you, Your Majesty," they chorused excitedly. Every courtier started to plan his shopping. One wanted to buy the most expensive clothes because he wanted to be the best dressed person in court. Another thought of buying a gift for his wife as this would make her happy. While another, shrewder than the rest, thought of buying a jewel for the queen as this would please the queen and king too. And he may even be rewarded again. They daydreamed 1,000 dreams as they made their way to the marketplace. The shopkeepers were overjoyed at seeing the courtiers. "The courtiers will buy a lot of things. We can surely make a good profit today," they thought to themselves. The courtiers went around and made their selection with a great deal of pleasure. The one who wanted expensive clothes took a long time to decide between a golden red turban and a purple one with a lacy gold border. The other had a difficult time choosing a sari for his wife, as she seemed to have one in every color. The shopkeepers had no choice but to be patient, as they did not want to miss this chance of doing good business. However, just as they were about to pay for the goods, the courtiers remembered what the king had said. They had to see the king's face before buying anything. There were no chance of seeing the king in the marketplace. How could they solve this problem? They felt very foolish indeed. So they quickly made their excuses to the shopkeepers and promised that they would come back the next day. After which, they went home feeling quite disappointed. The next morning, when the court assembled, the king wanted to know how many of the courtiers had spent the money. Everyone looked downcast. "Why? What is the matter?" asked the king. "Has no one bought anything?" At last, one courtier picked up the courage to tell the king that it was impossible to buy anything because they could not see the king's face in the marketplace. In fact, several of them secretly thought that the king was not generous after all, for he had placed an obstacle to make sure they could not buy anything. "Has no one bought anything?" repeated the king, sounding surprised. "I have, Your Majesty," said Tenali Raman. "Well, if you have, then you have failed to fulfill the condition I said," said the king in an angry tone. Yet the king's eyes twinkled with amusement. "If you cannot prove that you saw my face before you spent the money, you will have to return the whole amount," warned the king. "But sir, I did look at your face before I spent the money," said Tenali Raman. "I looked at your face embossed on every coin before spending it," he said. The king laughed heartily, and the others felt foolish for not having thought of this simple solution.